Andy Murray reminded me of this when he won Wimbledon. The word ambition is a great thing. It's not a very British thing, is it? We tend to use the term he's ambitious as someone being a bit pushy, a bit above themselves. But I don't think that's true anymore. I think Andy Murray has helped us to reclaim the value of ambition. Ambition is about striving to be the best you can be at anything. Setting yourself targets and working hard to achieve them is what makes us human. If you want something badly enough, you need to be ambitious. It drives us to put in the hard work, to do the training and the preparation and everything else that's required. Ambition, I think, goes hand in hand with carpe diem, seize the day, make it happen. You're never too old or too young to be ambitious. We think of ambitious people as being driven, often driving over everyone else to get to where they want to be. But isn't ambition more about reaching our potential to be the best we can be? I was delighted last year to win the Best Up-and-Coming Artist of the Year. Wow, up-and-coming at my age, it's brilliant. Yes, please. I think my mother-in-law, Maisie, in Melbourne at 95, is still ambitious. Despite poor hearing and eyesight and general age, she's ambitious to look after Molly, her dog, to do her chores in her own home, to listen to the radio so loud we can hear it here the other side of the world. It's what drives her to make the most of every day. So we may be happy that the 77-year wait for a British men's Wimbledon winner is finally over and our ambition is realised, but I bet Andy Murray wants more. I bet he'll want to win more Grand Slams, to defend his title at Wimbledon, to reach number one in the world, and then something else as well. The day we stop being ambitious, well, that's the day we stop enjoying the sunshine and meeting friends and enjoying the fruits of our labours. So here's to ambition and our great inspiration, Andy Murray.